Hi. This week the question is, what is baptismal regeneration? Does the Bible teach this, and should Christians believe it? First, let's define what is meant by baptismal regeneration. Here's what is written by F.W. Maddox in his church history book entitled The Eternal Kingdom. Quote, "The doctrine of original sin alone, however, would not have produced infant baptism. The doctrine of baptismal regeneration was also necessary. This view grew out of the biblical teaching on baptism for the remission of sin, but went further and included the idea that baptism itself, apart from faith and repentance, removes sin. This view made baptism as valuable to the infant as to the adult." End quote. Now, the Roman Catholic Church believes this doctrine of baptismal regeneration. They believe that babies are born in sin. This is called original sin, and it is the belief that babies inherit the sin of Adam. Well, if this is true, then a baby needs forgiveness as soon as possible, lest the baby dies in sin and is therefore lost eternally. Baptismal regeneration is the belief that baptism alone removes the sins of the baby or an adult without any belief in Christ, without any repentance, and without any confession of faith in Christ. Now, question, does the Bible teach this? Should Christians believe this doctrine? Notice carefully the following Bible passages that I'm going to read, and in each case, I ask you to notice two things. Notice that in each Bible passage, first, baptism is essential for the forgiveness of sins. And second, I want you to notice baptism must be preceded by faith in Christ and repentance from sin. All right, passage number one, Mark 16, verse 16. Jesus is the one speaking. He says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Now, do you see that baptism is essential for salvation here? Do you see that belief in Christ is required before one may be baptized? This is what makes infant baptism so foolish. First, infants are not born in sin, according to Jesus in Matthew 19, verse 14. Second, infants are incapable of believing in Christ. Therefore, to baptize an infant or to christen an infant is completely unknown in the New Testament scriptures. Infant christening is fabricated by uninspired men. It was never taught by Jesus or his apostles. All right, passage number two, Acts 2, verse 38. "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.'" Now, do you see that baptism is essential for salvation in this passage? Do you see that repentance from sins is required before one may be baptized? Again, this makes infant baptism unscriptural. Infants cannot repent and therefore are not fit subjects of baptism. These two passages that we've just looked at, they alone are sufficient to prove the point that's being made. Baptism alone is not effective nor scriptural unless it's preceded by faith in Christ and repentance from sin. Now, question, how then should we view baptism? Well, we should view baptism as essential for salvation because it is the point in time when God the Father takes the blood of His Son Jesus and washes a person's sins away. Let's apply this to a very real life situation. Suppose that we meet a sinner who knows nothing about Christ. He is lost in his sins, but he's willing to listen to us tell the story about Jesus. Upon hearing the story of Jesus, suppose the sinner now believes that Jesus is God's Son. Is that sinner saved at that very moment? The answer is no. There were many people who believed Jesus was God's Son, but they died lost in their sins because belief alone is not able to save the sinner. John 12, verse 42, and James 2, verses 24 and 26. Suppose the sinner, however, listens to the story of Jesus, he believes, and now he repents of his sins, and he wants to trust Jesus as his own Savior. Is that sinner saved at that very moment? The answer is no. It takes the blood of Jesus to wash away a sinner's sins, and the blood of Jesus is not applied at the very moment that a sinner repents, nor is the blood applied at the very moment a sinner desires to have Jesus as his Savior. So question, at what point in time is the blood of the Lord applied to the sinner? Listen to what the Bible says in Acts 22, verse 16. The Bible says, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." According to this, baptism is how sinners call on the name of the Lord. And furthermore, according to this passage, baptism is an act of obedience to the Lord's command. It is at that very moment in time when the sinner is baptized in water that the blood of Christ is applied and removes his sins. Now question, what does this mean? It means that all adults who have never been baptized in water for the purpose of washing their sins away have never had the saving blood of Christ applied to their souls. They are not saved and will not be saved until they obey the command to be baptized for the remission of sins. Baptismal regeneration is not taught in the Scriptures, but the Scriptures do teach that baptism is essential for salvation. In closing, remember this difference. Baptismal regeneration teaches baptism saves without faith and repentance. The Bible teaches that one must believe in Christ, repent of his sins, confess Christ as the Son of God, and then baptism becomes the final act whereupon the blood of Christ is applied to the sinner and he is saved from his sins by the blood of the Lord. Well, thanks for considering this message this week. We invite you to our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.